This is Earth and Sky. A listener writes, why are virtually all deserts composed of sand? Does all normal soil turn to sand if it doesn't receive rain? Will the Sahara Desert someday have regular soil if it starts raining there again?
Actually, sand covers less than a third of the world's deserts. The Sahara, the world's largest desert, is made of only about 20% windblown sand. Desert soil doesn't turn into sand, but without water or plants to hold dirt down, wind can sweep fine particles of clay and silt high into the air. The coarser grains, sand, and rock are left behind.
What defines a desert is a very arid climate. In a desert, more water is lost than gained. Rich soil needs silt, sand, and gravel, combined with organic debris from plants and the action of bacteria. Still, most of the soils of the warm deserts, including the Sahara, were formed during wetter periods of the Earth's history. These soils were nutrient-rich when they formed, but have lost many of their nutrients over the centuries.
But it would take more than rain to make regular soil. Soils also take minerals, plants, organic matter, and lots of time. That's our show. Thanks today to the Bureau of Land Management and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.